To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for our first destination spotlight of 2018 and the 16th installment in the series overall, located in the 45th state in our nation, a.k.a. the Beehive State. Before we take you to Park City, Utah, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel Pro created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage, and they are the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Regardless of wherever your next destination is, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, when Mary and I travel, or when Rudy travels, we're all on the move with Travel Pro Luggage, and we have been for years now because having good, dependable luggage is so important when you travel. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at travelpro.com for all their retailers or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now let's head east of Salt Lake City on Interstate 80 and welcome in the CEO of Park City Chamber Convention and Visitors Bureau, Bill Malone.
Bill, welcome to the show and our destination spotlight on lovely Park City, Utah.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling.
Glad to have you on. You know, we want to talk about Park City because there is a lot to discuss about it. Your city's got a lot going on, obviously, across all four seasons. And I don't know, whenever somebody asks us about Park City, we generally start off by mentioning that the area, you know, it evolved from its days as a silver mining town back in the 1870s or so. And I'm not sure of the exact number, but you have so many of those historic buildings in the charming downtown district on the National Register. So I want to start there. I would love for you to paint a picture for our audience of the downtown area of Park City.
Sure. So the downtown area, which we call Historic Main Street, has quite a history to it. From the times in which it was, you know, a popular area for the miners to congregate and buy everything from their whiskey to their provisions for their homes, et cetera, and went to a period of time around in the mid to late 1950s, where I would venture to say that the vast majority of those buildings were boarded up. It was a time in which our population dipped to below 1,000 people, full-time residents in our community, and it was pretty hard times here. And to look at those old photographs and see, you know, buildings that today are worth millions of dollars and some of the greatest retail and dining experiences in the West, and then to think back at that time of how it's transformed from those mining days to a world-class ski resort community in the winter and a world-class vacation community, you know, all year long.
Yeah, Bill, I'd love to talk about the iconic Sundance Film Festival, the largest independent film festival here in the U.S. I believe it starts later this week for 10 days, beginning on January 18th. I know it started in the 1970s, but that's got to have been huge for tourism in Park City. Why don't you talk to us about that?
You know, from a tourism and visitation perspective, it's equal to having a second Christmas holiday in the community. It's not only does it bring a lot of people from around the world to come and who are to watch film, independent film, but it brings a lot of people from that film industry into the community, as well as you know, a lot of corporate interest in terms of equipment, vehicles, credit card companies, et cetera, who use this film festival as an entertainment device and an opportunity to showcase their product.
It crosses over. I also want to talk about, because we can't miss this, you know, skiing is also clearly a major draw to Park City. And after the merger between Park City Mountain Resort and Canyons back in 2015, you know, it's created the largest ski resort in the U.S. We're going to be actually talking with them next hour. But you also have Deer Valley Resort, which ranks near the top for destinations with skiers and luxury accommodations. So how's the ski season going for you so far, and anything new for 2018?
Well, it's been a little bit of a slow start in terms of natural snowfall. However, both Park City and Deer Valley have invested millions of dollars into snowmaking. And so it was a pretty good Christmas holiday for people coming from around the world to come ski here. Actually, the interesting part is, with Park City being a part of the Vail Epic Pass product, and now Deer Valley, being sold to an organization that owns 13 very iconic ski resorts around the country, we think that, if you were to look at the two preeminent lift ticket products in North America,
well, you have them.
Both are going to be here in town.
Yeah.
So this is like, for us, it's like having an American League team and a National League team in your same town.
Bill, we're about to run out of time. Last question in our Destination Spotlight today, real quickly. Give us a fact or two that most people may not know about Park City.
Well, I think people would think that we probably wouldn't have the as robust of a culinary scene as what's been developed.
Yeah, culinary and nightlife there. That's two things I would definitely. You're right with that. Well, Bill, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Folks, you can find out more at visitparkcity.com. Bill, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right, some interesting facts on Park City, Utah. Also, Mary, we didn't have time with Bill, but they are Utah's spa capital.
They are.
Yeah, that's another big thing that's going on with all the spas. So, folks, keep tuning in as we've got an entire slate of Destination Spotlights planned throughout 2018. And you can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. But we still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.